Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, May 10th. Tesla has slashed supercharger prices across most markets in Europe as energy prices are stabilizing downward following the crisis. Most markets saw prices reduced from 10 to 20%, with some of them, like Spain, seeing prices go down as much as 25%. In Europe, Tesla supercharger prices are especially important since the automaker has opened up a lot of them to non-Tesla EV owners, making it a big business. In recent comments, Tesla has indicated that it could become a profit center, something that the company had originally shied away from. Tesla has denied rumors that a new Model 3 refresh will be produced at Gigafactory Shanghai in China. Late last year, we started hearing rumors that Tesla was working on a Model 3 refresh that would come during the second half of 2023. In December, a Model 3 prototype with heavy camouflage was spotted being tested in California. Another prototype was spotted shortly after, as Tesla is expected to be getting closer to releasing the new vehicle. But now, over the last few days, there have been rumors in China that Tesla was preparing to build the new version in Shanghai. The rumors became significant enough that Tesla China decided to publicly deny them. They didn't release the details of the denial, therefore it's not clear if they denied that a new Model 3 is going into production in China, or just not on June 1st, or not at all. Tesla has achieved its goal of producing 5,000 Model Y vehicles in a week at Gigafactory Texas, which was the original goal for volume production at the plant. While Giga Texas achieved the milestone a little bit behind Giga Berlin, who achieved it back in March, the team is facing different challenges. Primary difference is that some of the vehicles produced at Gigafactory Texas are equipped with Tesla's 4680 battery cells, which enable a new structural battery pack chassis design. It's a new way of manufacturing vehicles that undoubtedly brings some complexity. Now, while we have not the total number, it's really not clear how many being produced with the 2170 cells and how many Tesla is making with the 4680 cells. Nevertheless, it's great news from the hardworking folks at Gigafactory Texas. A Tesla Cybertruck prototype was spotted in a field in rural Texas following the groundbreaking ceremony for Tesla's new lithium refinery. The Twitter user who captured the scene alleged that Elon Musk may have been driving, but there really isn't any evidence of that. The shaky video drives past fairly quickly, and it shows the Cybertruck, along with others, on the side of the road. About seven people are standing around the truck. Now, after driving past, the Twitter user took photos of a muddy hole where they say that the truck once was. With the footage and images being inconclusive, it does illustrate a little bit of a Rorschach test. Do you see the truck being stopped on the side of the road or broken down? Let me know in the comment section below. General Motors plans to spearhead its return to Europe as an EV-only brand. After selling their Opel and Vauxhall branding to the PSA Group, which later merged with Fiat Chrysler into Stellantis, that was back in 2017, and GM abandoned the high-volume market in Europe. They still have several other high-end cars, or somewhat high-end cars, like the Corvette in Europe, but with the EU looking to ban internal combustion engine sales in 2035, automakers have no choice but to make the switch or lose market share. But now, General Motors will use its growing portfolio of EVs to re-enter the region. The first markets are expected to be Nordic countries, such as Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Finland. This is according to a source familiar with the matter who was interviewed by Automotive News. Rivian released its first quarter earnings, and despite a slow start to 2023, Rivian says after producing 9,395 vehicles and delivering 7,946 of them, they remain on track to hit their 50,000 unit production goal by the end of the year. Rivian posted revenue of $661 million and gross profits fell to negative $535 million for the first quarter. With cost-cutting measures in place, Rivian's operating expenses fell to $898 million compared to over $1 billion during the same period last year. Overall, Rivian posted a net loss of $1.4 billion and now holds $11.78 billion in cash and equivalents. Looking ahead, Rivian says it remains focused on ramping up production and implementing new technology to drive down costs throughout the year. The team believes that supply chain issues will continue to be the limiting factor, so they're working to introduce new engineering design changes and key technologies, which will be implemented in the second half of the year. During Toyota's fiscal earnings release, The new CEO, Koji Sato, said that the automaker will invest an additional $7.5 billion into EV development and production by the end of 2030. Toyota says that their dedicated EV platform will double range in future models, and the company also revealed its new in-house battery electric vehicle development center, which is aptly named Battery Electric Vehicle Factory. Its next-generation EV, which is due out in 2026, is expected to be a sleek, sporty-looking vehicle with enhanced aerodynamics, based on images teased by Toyota. Hopefully, Toyota is recognizing the urgency to enter the EV race for keeps. Although Toyota is seeing an uptick in electric vehicle sales in China, it's still quite far behind the crowd in terms of global market. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Jim Seamus Bear Otlowski says, "I can't wait for the hype of the Cybertruck to be over. It's a monstrosity, a modern-day El Camino, and a waste of resources. Will be interesting to see if it fades away like the other monstrosity, the Hummer." Well, Jim, it may be a surprise to you, but the Hummer still endures, and it lives on as the GMC Hummer EV. Now, it's not just something to look at, it's also something that's to your point. Thanks to General Motors making that monstrous vehicle, Cybertruck now has contemporaries that exude even more conspicuous consumption. But I actually have a hunch that the Cybertruck will eventually be made into a more traditional shape. Just think of it this way. Do you guys remember the Honda Ridgeline? Took a while, but those cabin wings that they had, they eventually came off, and I suspect that the Cybertruck will be less cyber some years down the road. We may have to wait for Elon to step down, but nevertheless, I think it'll happen. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.